This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, ladies and gents. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for another 20 minutes, almost, and we are talking about, now that interstate travel is allowed, where will you be going and what additional safety measures will you be taking? Let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. If you don't want to do that, you can join us on Twitter, at BFM Radio, and, like these people have done, on Instagram,
yes,
at BFM Radio.
So Prof underscore Loredana says, Redang, just taking safety measures and also good service.
Yeah.
And our very own Roshan Kanesan from The Morning Run has just said, in all caps, Penang! Although I must agree, I really miss Penang food.
Yeah, we all. Right, ladies and gents, final story of the day. We've been forward selling this for a while because when asked how she felt about New Zealand no longer having any cases of coronavirus, Jacinta Ardern, of course, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, said she did a little dance.
Mm.
I think we'd all be doing a little bit of the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So New Zealand has officially been declared coronavirus-free. How did they do it? Now, it has tested and in some cases exceeded the limit and capacity at which governments across the world can contain the virus and mitigate its spread. At the time of this article, it's infected nearly 7.2 million people worldwide, over 3.2 million active cases remaining, and the death toll, as it stands right now, is at over 408,000 people. That's staggering,
yeah,
right? But the island nation of New Zealand has proven that COVID-19 can be stopped. So on Monday, Jacinda Ardern declared that New Zealand was free of the coronavirus, stating that not a single new case was reported in the last 17 days. That, I think, would deserve a round of applause from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
An added bonus is the fact that for the first time since February, there are no active cases remaining in the country. But of course, she has stressed the importance of caution, especially during these times. So what does that mean for the kind of average New Zealander? Well, for starters, no one has to abide by social distancing regulations anymore. This means that major sporting events can finally take place with actual human fans sitting in stadium seats.
Wow.
It also means businesses like restaurants and bars can operate at full capacity without the need to make unoccupied extra space.
Mm-hmm.
People can sit next to one another on buses without worrying.
Yeah.
So while the job is done, she said there's no denying that it's a milestone. So she can say, she said she can finish with a very simple thank you, New Zealand. So how did they manage to become coronavirus free? They used a four-stage alert system. They went under lockdown on March the 25th following the growing spread of the virus. Things started off at level four, the most severe, and in this stage, people were given mandatory stay-at-home orders while most schools and businesses were told to close. After 5 weeks passed, the country lowered the severity to level three in April, which allowed some non-essential businesses to reopen, including restaurants that offered takeaway services. By mid-May, New Zealand moved on to level two following the continuous decline of community infections. The government had initially planned to announce the move to level one by June the 22nd, but it was expedited because of the lack of remaining active cases in the country. Under level one rules, people are now essentially free to do whatever they want, whenever they want. This means that you can go to a rugby match, you can go out for drinks, you can have weddings, you can have funerals, go to large gatherings. And it's also a return to the office for many, of course.
Yeah.
But one major restriction still remains. International borders and ports of entry will still stay shut, meaning that New Zealanders will have to remain in the country for the time being. I'm sure they're really
small
worried about that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
People return, New Zealanders people coming from abroad will have to go through the mandatory 2 week quarantine period. Now, here's that thing, you know, it's just a case of like, this is what you need to do.
Yes.
And the New Zealanders went, okay, that's what we will do.
Mm-hmm.
They followed the rules. They stayed indoors. They did everything that they should have done. And guess what?
They're out of it.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Done.
I think it also helps that New Zealand is not the biggest country. Yep. And also, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of the ratio of people to land.
Yes, of course.
That's a pretty big advantage for them as well. But obviously, it's fantastic that they are now COVID-free.
Yay.
Yay.
It's a good template to follow.
Yes.
And you can also understand, you can kind of relate to the happiness that they feel when you said that she did a dance. Yeah. And of course, she did a dance. Because, every time the numbers come out at the end of the day, like at 6 o'clock, and when you check the numbers, if it dips to like a double digit below 20, and recently it's been going to like 6 or 7, that sense of like, maybe we're almost out of this, and you get happier and happier. Yeah, yeah. And there's that sense of like pride and gratefulness because we have been doing a good job.
There's a video circulating on the internet, and if you Google it, you will be able to find it, about the celebrations that some New Zealanders were doing at midnight last night when they found out about it. Have you seen it?
No, but that sounds very heartwarming.
It's incredible. But it's essentially a security camera footage of a bunch of people kind of socially distancing in a bar somewhere. Mm. And then midnight strikes. It's like, okay, everything's back to normal. It's just like this waft of people kind of hugging and jumping around. It's wonderful. That's what we're looking forward to. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not too far off in the distance.
We've got to keep being disciplined.
Yes.
We've got to, for example, still implement physical distancing where we can, especially on public transport.
Especially in public transport.
For instance.
Follow those SOPs, folks.
We've got to be slow and steady, not all rush to travel interstate all in one go.
But do remember, it can be done.
It can be done.
New Zealand have shown us that.
And we could be doing dances in, wherever we want to go after this.
Could well be doing that. Right. Time for us to wrap up for the day, folks. Thank you very much for getting in touch. We started off with that story
about interstate travel restrictions being lifted, and we asked the question of, now that it is allowed, where will you be going and what additional safety measures will you be taking?
Then we spoke about how Apple is patenting a synthetic Wi-Fi mode.
Whatever that means. Mm. We then wrapped up, of course, with how New Zealand has been officially declared COVID-free. Yay! That's all the time we have for today, folks. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download it a little bit later on. The podcast will be available up on the website or via our app, which is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Coming up, though, after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay with Jalil Rashid, the president and group CEO of Pomodoro National Berhad. So last month, PNB unveiled its strategic plan for the next 2 years, which focuses on diversification, value creation, risk management and organizational transformation. Sounds thoroughly interesting. Mm-hmm. All coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Christian Wong and Arvind Yuvaraj. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place, at noon, here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.